Wake Up Call, 1300 WTLS 106.5 FM. And we're joined by Sarah Thomas from the University of Alabama, former Tallahassee track star. She's done the same at the Capstone. Good morning, Sarah. Appreciate you being in with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm sorry I woke you up this morning. Oh, you usually get up this time of day?
Well, not during the summer.
Yeah.
But in the fall, I usually do.
Yeah. So. Well, tell about your time in Tuscaloosa. And by the way, All-America status. We'll talk more about that. But the decision to go to Alabama out of high school at Tallahassee and how that went for you. You're now senior, so it's been a fun ride, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. It's been a very interesting 4 years. I've graduated. And I'm going to start my graduate degree in the fall. But the ride has been absolutely amazing. I've learned so much at the University of Alabama. It was the very best pick that I could have done. And I'm very grateful for running Alabama and being a student there. So
one thing you did this year, which I got to catch some of, and Coach Worley's kept us updated on what you've been up to there, but is write a blog that's on the RollTide.com website. So tell about that.
It's called Keeping Pace with Sarah, which is pretty awesome. And Coach Waters, the head coach, he approached me, and he wanted me to write a blog for the team. And I thought that was just a wonderful opportunity for me. So, I started writing the blog, and it gave an insight of the team and how we operate and, what we expect of each other as a team and our goals and ambitions. So
how many times did you have to write that throughout the year? Was it, how many updates did you do on that?
I wrote it once a week. So mm-hmm.
Does it get tough to do that? Do you have to come up with things to say, new stuff? How is that?
Well, actually, we have team meetings every week. So whatever we focus on in the team meeting usually is what I highlight on. And usually it's about the next meet or the SEC championships or something big like that. So, yeah.
Well, talk about the events you run at Alabama, ran this past season, and then the All-America selection.
Okay. I ran the 100, the 200, and the 4x1. And the 4x1 is actually what we went to Nationals in. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty intense experience, running against some of the top girls in the nation. Texas A&M, for example, they were amazing. And to be classified as the best of the best was probably the best experience of national meet. And to be classified as an All-American, I have no words to describe that. So it's nice being a small girl from, a girl from a small town from Tallahassee. Yeah. So I really, it was a humbling experience for me. So.
Now, Trey Taylor, he was All-America in his mind. But we really don't know of anybody else that's gotten to that level. I mean, so congratulations again on that. I mean, it's really unprecedented here from someone from Tallahassee to reach an All-America status.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I definitely thank God for that. It was definitely a blessing because I don't know if you all know about my injury my freshman year, but I had a red shirt my freshman year.
Yeah.
And for me to come back and become an All-American, it was definitely a blessing from God for me to even be able to continue running track.
Now, talk about the injury that you
had. Well, my freshman year, I was in a bad car accident that put me in ICU. I suffered from a lot of injuries. I broke my pelvis in two places. I had a lacerated liver, collapsed lung, broken ribs. It was rough. So I had to take a medical withdrawal and take a red shirt that season. I had only ran one meet that year.
Wow.
So I came back and I did rehabilitation at the rehabilitation center in Tallahassee, and they were intense. But
Tallahassee Rehab.
Yes.
Yeah. Who were you working with?
It was Jared and Dr. Kane.
Dr. Crane. Yeah. Was it Justin? I guess. Yeah.
Yes, it was Justin. Yeah. Well, all of them. They really helped me. It was.
Yeah, you got a good group.
Yeah, they had me doing lunges across the whole facility, but but they did well. I came back that summer and I started competing with new coaches, and it was just like I never had an injury. So it was,
How quickly were you running again after that?
I was running again. I think it took about 2 months for me to recover, and then I went back that summer and I got some workouts from my coach, and I started running.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're as fast as you were?
Yes, if not faster.
Well, good really? For you.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. I didn't know that you had an injury.
I do remember that vaguely, but I really kind of forgotten about it. It's been 4 years ago.
Yeah. You come back and be an All-American, something like that. That's great. Well, let me ask you this, and I didn't know this. When you make All-American, do they give you a plaque or they give you a ring? Or
yes.
What do they give you?
I got a plaque.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And
you didn't bring it? I mean, we needed it.
I'm so sorry.
I should have asked her to bring it. I didn't realize they gave out a plaque.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I mean, they give you a certificate or they give you a plaque, and that would have been an interesting picture for us. And maybe, what you probably need to do that is take that by the Tallahassee Museum over there and put that in the Tallahassee Museum or, take a picture and have it put in the Tallahassee Museum as the first All-American.
You're right.
From Tallahassee.
I totally should. I will do that.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Goss will get you hooked up over there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's over there today, I think, from 10 to 2 or something like that. So.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Well, going to the Nationals, you mentioned that a little bit, but and that was in Oregon, right? Is that at the University of Oregon is where they had that? Mm-hmm. So kind of, if you can, put that into words, that experience.
Oregon is beautiful. Let's start there.
Eugene.
Yes, yeah. Eugene. It was beautiful, minus my allergies. But it was very pretty there, and it's called Track Town USA. That's where track is huge there.
I'm sure Phil Knight put a lot of dollars into that place. Yeah, Nike man. Yeah,
it was. So competing there, the stands were full, and I'm not used to that. And I fed off that energy. I was nervous nonetheless about competing, but the excitement that was in the stands really helped me out. So it was an experience like no other, honestly. Because at Alabama, it's track is big, but it's not big like in Oregon.
No,
yeah. So to compete in on a big stage like that was pretty amazing. So
how many teams were there?
Ooh,
was it?
There was a lot of teams.
Yeah,
yeah.
And was it your event? Was the
4x1
relay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 4x100.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was. Obviously, the relays are the big attention grabbers. So,
what leg do you run of that?
The last leg.
So you are the last one.
Yes. Oh, you're the one that's got to catch up and do everything.
Oh man, it was awesome because in the finals we were in the outside lane, so it was kind of like I was out in front, so everybody was chasing me. Oh, yeah, it was intense.
What did y'all finish in that?
Yeah, we finished sixth.
Sixth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and looking at that, one thing I don't think people realize when they're talking about college runners, some of these kids or girls or boys or whatever, or young men and women now, are going to be the ones that are going to be in the Olympic Games. Yeah. I mean, I know you were running against that out there because when you look at the Olympics every 4 years, they show what university they were at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lolo Jones comes to mind, at LSU and all that. Any aspirations for you?
Definitely.
That you would, and what do you have to do to get to that level?
Well, I plan to be at Rio in the 2016 Olympics, and I would love to run professionally, but the only thing that I really have to do is show dedication and to keep working. My coach, he's an amazing coach. He has several professional athletes that he works with, so I'm sure he can get me to where I need to get to.
What event do you think you could run? Would it be like a 100?
The 100. And I could possibly get on the relay as well. So.
And that's something that's, you do need coaching and training to get to, we're talking about trimming, tenths and hundreds of seconds off times, because that's basically what it is, the difference between who's gold medalist and who's not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But Trey and I obviously can't go out there and get a coach and be planning to run in 16 with you in Rio.
Yeah.
But you you're good enough now that, you might be able to possibly make it. So, so what is that regiment like? What do you have to do to get ready for something like that?
Oh, the weight training is intense.
What kind of weight training do you do?
Mainly leg, squats and leg press. I may do bench press, but it's not as important as my legs, obviously. And the running aspect of it. Oh, just thinking about it, Yeah. usually it's shorter, faster stuff. So the whole track is 400 meters. So I will usually run 200 or 150s really fast with a lot of repetitions. So, just thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I feel your pain. I was talking to him about, you know, the regiment that we used to do as football players, and I can only imagine how many, you know, 100-meter dashes or would you run a day in a, in an average practice or something like that, to, or takeoffs? I know you probably your starts and you practice those and go through that. How many would you think that you would go through in an average practice?
Oh, my goodness. Starts? Okay. We'll do those for different meters. So on a hard day, we'll go like 60 meters all out. And we'll do that maybe 20 times.
Wow.
And then we'll have like a long run at the end. We call it a long run. It's like 300 meters. Yeah, that's a intense practice there. So,
and how good, how important is it to get out of the blocks quick?
Oh, that's your whole race.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's your entire race. If you mess up the block start, then that puts you like 3 or 4 steps behind, which is detrimental in the 100.
So. Yeah, I would think the distance of that race is all start, like you say. I mean, because if you're behind, there's no catching up.
It's literally 11 seconds.
Let me ask you.
And what's your fastest time in the 100 before?
It's 11.6.
11.6.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you this, and I always think about this with track stars and your shoes that you use. How often would y'all change out a pair of shoes that you have? I mean, because I would think that you need to have good cushion and good bounce off of your shoes. And do they supply your shoes and you do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we get track shoes whenever we need to. They're always available. I usually change mine out maybe twice a season. They really don't wear out as easily.
Do you need to break them in?
Break them in.
You do?
Yes. Definitely have to break them in.
Do you wear them around town after you get through?
Now, they got the spikes in them. Don't you have the spikes on the bottom?
They do have the spikes in them. You may change the spikes more often than you change the shoes.
Okay, they'll change out. They're interchangeable. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's just something I've always wondered.
And what about the dress? You know, there's all for Alabama, they've got a uniform, obviously, or mm-hmm. whatever you wear. But what about what we see with the Olympic runners now, that they've got these crazy designs and stuff that they wear now?
Well, with my uniform, our uniform, we don't. Obviously, we don't have the crop tops in the...
Yeah.
But we do have, like, the one piece, the speed suit, and just, like, the top and the bottoms. And you get to choose whichever one you want to wear, basically. Hmm. So.
Hey, well, you answered some questions that I've always wondered.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the shoes part of it. I would have thought, though, that you would, you know, you would have probably used 5 or 6 pair of shoes in a season or something to that extent. You know, because I like the way new shoes feel, mm-hmm. But I know you got to get them broke in. But mm-hmm. you know, the more I run or the more I stand, the more my feet hurt. But if I have new shoes, it makes my feet feel better.
Yeah, we'll see. For most people, we'll have practice bikes and then the competition spikes.
Okay.
Yeah. But the competition spikes, you'll probably want to practice in a few times.
Okay.
Just to break them in. So.
Well, tell about the jeans, the family. Where'd you get your speed from?
Oh, let's see. Douglas Silver Shell. I think both of them actually were really fast. My mom, she ran a lot. Like, she was a track star back in the day. She shows me her medals all the time.
Now, what was her name? Is
Rochelle Thomas.
What was her maiden name?
Hooks. Oh, Rochelle Hooks.
That's what I thought you were saying. I didn't know that was your mother, but now I know who Rochelle is.
Rochelle was fast. Plus, I played football against your father, which was he played fullback, but he was fast. He was mm-hmm. big and fast.
Yeah.
And very, very strong. So, you know, she's got some good genetics, I'll tell you that right now. And got some good parents. Some real good parents.
Yeah, they're kind of awesome.
Well, here you are, a graduate now, got your degree. What is it in, actually?
Oh, it was an exercise science.
Yeah. So what's your next thing? Are you thinking to go and be a coach or a mm-hmm. teacher, or what exactly would that lead to?
Well, my main focus right now is personal training.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say. I really want to open up my own gym and have my own line of restaurants as well. Hmm. So it's kind of the entrepreneur side of stuff.
What kind of restaurants? Healthy eating restaurants? Certainly.
I'm taking down McDonald's, y'all.
Tell me what. Go on. There you go. That's our breakfast. Oh, I ate the oatmeal now. I ate the oatmeal.
Does that help? I didn't have the oatmeal.
Yeah, he did. So what do you have to, putting what you put in your body's got to be important. Is that anything? What is a daily diet for you? Tell me. I'm interested.
Well, I'll have, okay, first we'll have practice, weight training in the morning. So then I'll have, for a recovery meal, I'll probably have eggs, toast, grits, and hash brown. And that's at a dining hall or somewhere.
Yeah.
And lunch will probably be a salad and maybe some baked chicken in a roll. And dinner, I'll probably have like a heavier meal, like pasta with maybe shrimp, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of carbs.
Yeah. Sure. I was gonna say, I see the carbs in there.
Yeah. So.
I'm on a high carb diet myself. Sarah.
You are?
Can't you see? I'm top physical condition.
You look pretty fit to me.
I'm in terrible shape.
So, Sarah, as far as you said maybe professional. What kind of things are out there for professional track that are maybe opportunities for you?
You know, you can run for different companies like Nike and Adidas. And you compete in, like, across the world, yeah, internationally. And that's most track athletes, that's how they travel, is through the company that sponsors them.
Right.
And yeah, they compete in Japan, everywhere in Europe. It's just wonderful opportunities, and I feel like I can get there. So,
well, how are you spending your summer? Working out, obviously.
But, well, obviously, I can work out. And I actually am getting a job at the rec as a personal trainer.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just trying.
And you're talking about which rec center?
Oh, on the campus.
Yeah, at the university student rec center.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to recover from the season before I go back. You know, enjoy my summer a little bit. So.
Well, it's good to see you. Congratulations your graduation, the degree, as well as obviously All America, and appreciate you coming and giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll have to see how you do. Can keep up with us and let us know the latest. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Make the Olympics, and I promise you, if you make it, you know, we're gonna help your mom and dad get over there.
Awesome. Okay.
I thought I was gonna say I was gonna come, but it's liable to be over there in China somewhere.
Well, it's in Rio.
Rio.
Is it in Rio?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I might want to make that trip.
Yeah.
You probably should.
All right. That's Sarah Thomas with us here on the Wake Up Call. We continue with more, and appreciate you being with us. And, folks, always you can listen and watch on WTLS replays weeknights at 6 on Tallahassee Times TV, TallahasseeTV.com.